What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, babies? Welcome back. If you are new to the podcast, make sure you are hitting that good old follow button. If you are tuning back in, hey, babe. What's up? How you been? It's a new week. It's a fresh week. Let's get into it. So you guys, today's topic is about childish sex. Y'all see the topic. Y'all see the name, the title, the description. Childish sex, loves. So what I mean by childish sex is, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever had anything where, let's say your partner prefers, I'm just smacking his lipstick in, but have you ever had a partner that like preferred to do it always only in the bed or always under the cover or always, like, have you? I just wonder, loves, have you had that? I would love to know. Like, I don't know. Is that a thing? I don't know. I mean, it shouldn't be, because I guess if you have like insecurities, you know, I could see that. I could see if a person had, you know, real bad anxiety or, you know, real bad insecurities, you know, just overall doesn't want their body, you know, shameful, like, doesn't want their body to be seen, shown, you know, I can understand that. I mean, to a certain extent, I guess, you know, because, I mean, I get that, you know, some people are not comfortable with their bodies, they prefer to be under the cover or whatever, but listen, if you think about it, when you're in the middle of having sex, them covers are getting thrown back anyway. So, you know, like, open up a little bit more. Like, you know, I don't want to say it, like, you know, rudely. I don't want to say this rudely. Because, like I said, there are people that have insecurities. I used to have insecurities. But not even talking about with me just getting my body done, that I don't have insecurities. I had to work on it for a while before I even got my body done, you know, to be like, well, I look good either way, you know? Like, I look good whether I got an ingrown here or not, you know? I look good whether the ass is flat or not. I look good whether I got titties or not. I look good in the face. Always, you know what I'm saying? So it really changed my perspective on, you know, that only under the cover kind of sex. I feel like if you always are under the cover or waiting for bedtime to have sex, which would be under the covers because it's bedtime, right? We get under the covers. I just classify that as childish sex, guys. That is so childish. I feel like let me just take a break. It just doesn't sit right with me, you guys. I don't know why, but childish sex just doesn't sit right with me. It just doesn't. I just feel like if we gonna do this motherfucker, we need to do this motherfucker. Like, I want you to see me throwing this ass back. I want you to see me mouthing my words. I want you to see it all. Like, I want you to see this twat bust wide open. Like, I want you to just, like, get up in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, get up in it. Look at all of it. Endure it. Like, I don't know. I'm just different, I guess. I don't know, babies. But, like, are you one of those people that, you know, have gotten accustomed to to having sex in bed and it doesn't have anything to do with insecurities? Maybe. Maybe this is something that you're just so used to. You know what I mean? Maybe your partner got you used to this kind of way. I don't even know what to call it. I don't even think of it as sex. That's just not even sex. Like, for me, like, sex is like, it's so vibrant. Like, it's just like so... I don't, like, even a hit it and quit it. It's just like, why am I under the cover, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, of course you want to have your sex under the covers. Like, there's a lot of times, especially early morning, you know, early morning back shots, baby. Like, sideways. I don't know what the name of it is, but sideways back shots. Yeah. Laying down still. Yeah. On the first wake up. Yeah. That shit ain't childish. That shit right there hit the spot. But... if what I'm saying is, if you are like literally solely just like only having sex in the bed, baby, come to my world and let me help you. Let me help you. DM me privately. DM me privately. Key_Banks. KII_BANKS. DM me. Let me help you out. Let me help you out, because that's what I'm here for, y'all. I'm here to help you. I'm here to... if you want the help, of course. And some people, like I said, some people are just comfortable like that. That's how they're going to die doing it. And that's fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But what I am saying is, don't bring that childish shit this way. My husband, No. You know, it's just, it's something about it that just crawls under my skin. It's just like, I'm like, come on, like, let's just, like, can we do it, like, standing up? Can we do it, like, on the wall? Can we do it, like, on the island in the kitchen? Can we, like, do it on the floor in the bathroom? Could we, like, switch it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, hang out the tub. Like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, let me hang off the shower curtain. Let's meet me in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Let's meet me in this bitch. You know? Like, even though I'm a scaredy cat. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a scaredy motherfucking cat. I don't know. I highly doubt that my ass could get up under... no, get on top of no motherfucking shower curtain, and I ain't nothing but soaking wet, 120 pounds, soaking wet. But I do not see myself, and I know Mimi's way more than me. She's taller than me, so I know she weighs way more than me. There's no way that I'm gonna get, not saying that because you're taller, you'll weigh more, because I know people that are taller than me and don't have the same body weight, but you know, I can tell that she weighs more than me, clearly. Mimi's a big girl, not big girl, but you know, she's an adult. She's a adult out here. She's a grown, full-bodied woman. And it's just like, I don't know how the hell she was swinging off that motherfucking shower. Like, girl, what hotel room you was in? Let me know, because I need to get up in that motherfucking hotel room with that sturdy motherfucker, and then I will try it. But I definitely not try that motherfucker or any old shower head. I need that same motherfucking room that Mimi and Nico was in. Give me that room. Give me that same motherfucking room, and this bitch gonna be Tarzaning off that bitch. Hell, I might even try the shower rod. You know, let me get up on the shower rod. Let me try to hang off the shower rod and get through it. So, like, it's just an experience. It's just something, a memory, somewhere to, like, go around your house and remember that, like, this good old time. Like, I might even masturbate to that motherfucking time I might have had in that motherfucking spot. Like, I don't know. Maybe if the sex was that good, you know what I'm saying? Might bring back them good old memories for me to have to get up in there. I don't know. But it is different. And that's what I'm about, different. I don't like to do... I don't deal with the same kind of nothing. I, like... There's the word change exists for a reason, babies. Change is meant to happen, it's meant to be, and that is for the better or the worse. It's just meant to be like that. It's just meant to happen. Change is a good thing, better or worse. It is something that needs to happen. Change is necessary. It's a necessity. Okay? It is. It really is. Like, you shouldn't be comfortable doing the same freaking thing every day. And I'm talking about life in general right now. Everything needs to change. Not just your sexual habits, your sexual lifestyle, just everything. You should always want to do better than what you did last year. You should always want to improve, you know, your skills from yesterday. Like, you should not feel comfortable in any situation in life to stay comfortable. No, that shit, all that is worth anything comes from being uncomfortable. Trust me when I tell you this. have no reason to lie. I'm telling you this because it's a proven fact. And like I said, it could change for the better or it could change for the worse. But it's things change. Things just change, okay? Just like them all fucking seasons. But yeah, baby. So like, if you're one of those people out here only having sex under the covers, spice it up, baby girl. Spice it up, baby boy. Come into Kiki's world, okay? Let me help you out. Go ahead and DM me. Message me privately with that message link. It's right there, babies. Hit that message link. Send in a message. Send in a topic. Send in a discussion. Anything you'd like. But definitely, if you are having that child to suck, message me privately. Let's talk. Let's talk. Babies, I love you guys, and I am out. On that note, you guys already know there's a support link. If you are able to donate, if you love the podcast, you can start at 99 cents. It is up to whatever you are able to give. It is greatly appreciated. If you are not able, you are still loved just the same. I love you, babies, and your girl is out. See you next episode.